Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
Howdy, Ranger Nation. This is Shatteray22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to another Grid Commentary, where the category for this month is...
The category is...
Austin's Birthday Extravaganza.
It's my birthday eleganza extravaganza.
Well, you heard them already, so joining me in this commentary is Birthday Baby Austin.
Hi, it's me.
And Amba.
Hi.
Today we will be watching episode 35 of Power Rangers Time Force titled Nadira's Dream Date.
Okay, the best episode of Time Force.
Written by Judd Lynn and Jackie Marchand and directed by Worth Keeter. In this episode, a miscommunication leads to Nadira falling in love with Lucas. Rancic, enraged but supportive, demands that Lucas keeps his commitment to her on a date. For those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, and Amber will watch the episode together and we'll talk over it, while you guys, gals, and non-binary pals at home can watch along on your DVDs or whatever way you decide to watch these episodes. I won't judge. So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
And now we are rejoined. Our favorite romance novel.
I want to read that.
It's probably just hetero bullshit.
I mean, good enough for Nadira, good enough for me.
You can probably find some at, like, your checkout at, like, ShopRite or something.
Whose dick at Hasbro do I have to suck to get a Nadira Lightning Collection figure?
I know, right? I mean, that's me when I wake up in the morning.
Gluto?
I'm not ready for the day.
Gluto's the before and Nadira's the after.
Basically, yeah. Except green hair.
Yeah. And shorter.
Yeah, basically.
Straight.
So I know why Vernon Wells has the Australian accent, but why does Rancic have an Australian accent?
Why are you judging Rancic?
I'm not. I'm just wondering why
he's a mutant. What does it matter?
Yeah.
Is that a mutant accent?
They can't have accents?
I mean, this is Power Rangers. All the monsters have accents for no reason, so.
How dare you judge the mutants?
My boyfriend, Lucas.
Fucking shark boy ass looking motherfucker.
Shark Boy could never, bitch.
I'm just saying, like, Lucas looks like Shark Boy. Like, more than the guy they got for We Can Be Heroes.
Shark Boy did not have this drip, though.
I would rather have, like, this Lucas be Shark Boy adult than the guy that they were trying to pretend was Taylor Lautner in We Can Be Heroes. I'm just saying.
Just get Taylor Lautner. What was he doing?
They just put, like, a tan guy in a mask and called it a day.
I hated that. We didn't even get, like, 10 minutes into that movie.
Hey, you know what Lucas is? Remember that documentary that we liked that's, like,
Married to the Eiffel Tower?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Lucas is the guy who's married to his car.
No!
He's an objectum sexual.
Oh, my God. You know what? I could see it, actually.
I really could.
That's kind
Time
of...
Force!
That's Power unfortunate, but...
Rangers!
Slap right in the booty hole.
To the top.
What's that Zord called? The Transwarp Megazord?
And yes. It's the best Zord in the whole fucking show. Fight me.
It just slaps some asses.
And, right? I will fight anybody for that Zord. I will die for that Zord.
I'm sure that Zord's real good at fisting.
Whoever told Aaron, put on that pink eyeshadow. I need to really give them, like, a high five.
Hmm.
Force, Time Force, Power Rangers, Time Force. I just want like a really thrash metal version of this. That way I can get in the pit and just throw hands.
It's Mary, like, Pelleke. Yeah. One of these days I will get a pink vector cycle and I will cry.
I mean, you're just scourging on eBay like every day.
Every day.
Trade in whatever hoopty you're driving for a pink vector cycle to take to work.
Worth it. That's sickening.
Oh!
Oh shit! Right back, Paul. Oh fuck. She's bored. I mean,
vibes.
Me at work.
I mean, sometimes just city destruction isn't enough to get a girl going.
Are you actually on the Rainbow Road too?
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure.
What did
you? What did you?
There's gray cyclobots? Okay.
I guess they come in variants. Like the cogs.
Yeah.
Wow, Austin, anybody can be a cyclobot if they want to be, no matter what color they are.
Cyclobots are equal rights.
Exactly. It's an equal opportunity hinging position.
Because I never noticed, because like the figure is just the tan.
You know, Nadira right here is me anytime I watch fights sometimes, like this, the Megazord fights. I'm just like...
I don't know, Dino Furies have been kind of interesting so far.
I've loved Dino Fury's Megazord fights. I'm like, is this Power Rangers? I like Megazord fights now? Okay.
Yeah, I know. Those are like usually the most boring part.
Yeah, right?
The fighting's a lot more fluid because the Zord isn't just bulky as hell.
I like the footage a lot.
It's like, how dare you touch my cape, asshole? I like that he just had to jump in between them. There was no reason for it. It's not like they boosted him. He just...
He's Wes. Like, he's like, a douchebag.
It's just like, okay, no, fine,
Alex,
dude,
is the douchebag, not Wes.
Yeah. Wes is just a fuckboy. Alex is a fucking douchebag.
Oh, sure, okay.
Let's get real.
That's a good distinction.
Let's call it what it is.
You took your love journal to the fight. Why?
It was in his pocket, remember? Like, he just stuck in his pocket, and then they got called.
I wish he'd write a poem about me. Write a poem about his fucking car. Ugh, I ship them so much. You know what? I'm gonna say something controversial but brave. Fuck Hyperforce for breaking them up. I hate you. I fucking hate you! Like Hyperforce, I don't care, but fuck Hyperforce for breaking them up. How dare you?
This smells like Guess Who's Coming for Dinner.
I'll grind them into dust! What?
You shut your mouth, Gluto. You're just jealous of his boogie.
I know.
It's right? Like this episode's like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, where this like white girl brings her black boyfriend to the dinner and her white dad's like, because racism.
Well, they're not getting Cindy Poitier for this.
But he's like, well, shit, as long as she's happy.
Oh, I guess.
Yeah, plant those purple flowers, Daddy.
I like the giant wart coming out of like horn. Ew. Out of his head. I wonder if it's filled with pus.
Ew.
What about?
Don't be coy. You're bad, but you make my heart race.
French perfume that looked like a magic eight ball.
I love that, like, they've just, like, ignored the entire thing about him being this very vicious, like, murderer.
He almost killed Alex, and he almost killed Wes's dad, and they're just, like, making him a goofball
this episode. Time Force is super serious, you guys.
I love the juxtaposition, because it's like, hold on, we're just gonna forget all that bullshit for Nadira.
I mean, that's what I like Time Force. They do their super serious stuff, and they do goofy stuff like this. It's a balance.
An icon, really.
Invented fashion.
She really did.
It's fashion.
She also invented rhinestones.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. Hey, looks like a knockoff Phoenix Wright. Objection! You just need spikier hair, but you guys don't get that.
I do not.
It's a gay lawyer. It's fine.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I like that he's already ordered food and she got there. It's like, bruh. Or this bread, I think.
Yeah, it's the bread that comes with the meal.
That's a magic eight ball, honey.
Mm, honey.
Cannot convince me. That's in Party City.
What a goofball. Oh, Lord.
I just need that as a gif. Just right.
Wait, can there be a screen cap of him doing that little sign?
Yeah, just make me a gif of that.
I'll make you a gif after this.
Thank you.
Handsome.
Doing the Lord's work.
Smooth.
Fucking Nadira cosplaying as Scarlett O'Hara. And Mustafa.
Right, sick in this. I love him so much.
Oh, that skin. Flawless.
Your mom.
I think she's dead.
I mean, you should definitely have a date with Rangers.
Way to cut me off, circuit, you fucking asshole. Yeah, rub it in, show that I don't have a pink fucking vector cycle.
I mean, the show's also rubbing in that you don't have a gen figure, so I mean, really.
Well, I do have a gen figure, I just don't have a gen lightning collection
figure. And that's the real figure we're talking about here. Like, come on.
And we're 10 waves in.
And that bitch should have been in wave one. We all fucking know it!
We know it!
Yeah, when wave one came out, I was like, oh, she'll be in wave two. She has to be.
Wave two comes out. Oh, wave three. Yeah, definitely wave three. And then four, five, six.
Wes comes out. Oh, he'll be out. She'll be out soon.
Yeah, we got Wes in, like, wave four.
It's like we have a blank female body that we can just do that, because, like, the SPD body mold is the same as theirs, except for the belts.
We got fucking Sid figure before we got Jim. What the fuck?
Hey, who the fuck? I mean, Sid's fine. But I mean, girl.
But Sid before Jim?
Did you see that suit in the back? It was, like, split down the seams.
Yeah. But also, think about it. They probably got that... like a year later. Those suits aren't made to last, remember?
Yeah, but shit. Look at that butt.
That suit actor has a nice booty.
That's dumb butt.
I love spandex butt.
You know what? That's why we're still here after all these years, is stunt butt. Let's be blatantly hashtag honest.
Stunt butt.
That's the trope getting me through this franchise.
I mean, that's what brought me back. And that's also what took me out, too. Because I did not think anybody in Lightspeed was cute. Preteen self. I mean, did any of us at like 12 or 13 have taste?
I mean, I still don't have taste.
Exactly.
Look at the movies I watch.
I mean, drag yourself.
It's my birthday. If you can't drag yourself, how in the hell are you going to drag somebody else? Can I get a gay man?
They do. Shut up, you little bitch.
I mean, look at me. I'm fucking hot as hell.
He's like, I'm the most attractive one here.
Yeah, for real. Who's gonna break up with my ass?
Here's me.
He thinks that, like, not putting gel on his hair is gonna make me unattracted to him.
Like, I mean, the dirty clothes, yes. Okay, that's absolutely not great. But, like, his hair down is fine.
Yeah, that's like some, like, hot bedhead.
Like, Jesus, what is that on his shirt? Ugh. Oof.
Oh.
I never...
Yeah.
I guess Lucas is really good at being a slob. You don't have no money.
Oh, hell no. I need a sugar daddy.
All the other things I could have forgiven, but no money. Get the fuck out of here.
You should have splashed him with water.
Now fuck you.
That's so mean, because she likes him.
Fucking bitch! Toss that drink.
She's a fucking villain.
And what, Ray?
And what? And what about it, Raymond?
I catch your gay ass shipping Astronema and Zane. I don't want to hear it.
And I'm not saying, oh, they broke up. She doesn't deserve it.
You leave her alone. Look at her. But she's not really, like, that bad. Like, neither of these guys are really that bad.
I mean, she gets redeemed in the end, but still.
I mean, Rancic maybe, but Nadira, like, is absolutely not that bad.
She just wants money, honey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, valid.
And expensive things!
She has taste.
But I mean, you could also, like, don't they treat mutants bad in the future? So it's like, well...
There is racism allegories exactly. In that season. There was one episode where a mutant was put into stasis because he stole fruit.
Dressing as a slob, do you guys have any room to talk?
I mean, it is the early 2000s. Like, fashion was not it in the early 2000s. Like, look at what Trip is fucking wearing.
Trip is a fashion disaster. I think the girls are still well-dressed, but yeah, the boys, nope. Their fashion is terrible.
Trip is wearing an orange fucking hoodie with green pants that look like it's 10 sizes too big for him.
Exactamundo. Let's switch to footage.
Very obviously.
Especially in this era.
It's like the resolution gets a little bad and then you start seeing the Japanese footage.
It's more of a potato than usual.
It's when they were filming on tape instead of film.
It's like for a while there, Power Rangers was filming better than Sentai, then all of a sudden Sentai's like, hey, we got HD cameras. Where are you guys at?
Yeah, let's just squish that footage. No biggie.
Ugh, disgusting.
RPM could have been in high definition.
Just saying.
But, like, who cares? RPM's garbage!
Get the fuck out of here.
It's my birthday. You can't tell me what to do.
Kinky.
Oh, that must hurt.
That's some tongue play.
Ah.
Fucking Katie's like a foot taller than everybody else
in the footage. And has a flat chest and all that good stuff.
At least with Izzy, they make it look. They made one of the characters that was short, so it makes sense. With Time Force, they're like, oh, just make the yellow one the female because that's what we've been doing.
Yellow's a girl color.
Even though the yellow in Time Force is a foot taller than everybody and bulky as hell, like they should have just.
But I mean, you know, Katie's a little bit of an Amazon, so I'll allow it.
Yeah, I guess.
She's a good girl. I'll allow it.
I mean, they made her super beefy, strong, I guess, so it makes sense.
Like, Jen's badass, but Katie is best girl. I'm sorry.
Eric's here for no reason, just cause.
Yeah, he's not even in the rest of the episode.
It's like, when did you call Eric? Did you guys forget? Or was he just around?
I doubt he wanted to be in the shenanigans with Nadir. I'm like, I don't have time for this. I'm busy, too busy soaking in the background. And Wes. Ugh.
He could totally hit on Wes. Because I ain't gonna lie, I ship that.
Well, yeah, we know you love your punch, punch, kiss, kiss.
Mm.
Well, yeah, who doesn't?
That's like you're eating a good meal right there.
That's not even a snack. That is a whole ass meal trope.
Mm. That is a fake book. You can tell because the cover is a printout.
Yeah, that is way too small for the book.
It's like, hold on, let's make our own Avon thing, but not size it correctly.
They really did not try there.
If I don't have green hair anymore, I'm going back to that pink.
Oh, yes, Queen.
I love that color pink. So what? I mean, same. She deserves the love and beauty in this world. I'm just saying.
Oh my god, the fucking Cyclobots dressed up.
They love dressing up the Cyclobots in Town Force.
Love it. Love it.
Oh no!
Ew. Ah! That was nice of him, though.
I mean, they're both mutants.
He's like, I'm gonna eat this food and take your presents, but I'm not dating you.
Yeah, I'm not sucking your dick. It smells cheap.
But I'm not that desperate.
That's also a perfect gift. Just like, nope.
With just flipping the table. Yep, we end on that.
Queen.
Wow.
Queen. Just you know, really a trendsetter.
Alrighty, so that was the end of Nadir's dream date from Power Rangers Time Force. Does anyone have any final comments before we wrap things up?
It's iconic. It's a serve.
It's definitely one of my favorite episodes of Time Force.
One of my favorite episodes, period, obviously.
We've watched this episode so many times. I love it.
It's definitely in our rotation.
It used to be when it was on Netflix.
Yeah, when it was on Netflix. Take the hint, Hasbro.
Come on, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Put it back since you're apparently putting Dino Fury Season 2 exclusively on there.
Put that thing back where it came from, or so help me.
Yeah, because the YouTube ain't working, honey. Alrighty, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we'll be continuing Austin's B-Day picks with a commentary for episode 6 of Power Rangers Samurai, Dicks and Stones.
Yes! Fucking make me watch more Samurai. God damn it. Only because it's your birthday.
Join us next week for a brand new episode of The Grid, but until then, everybody say bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!